On this sunny day in Tunis, thousands came out to protest against their president. They were responding to a call for action from a group known as Citizens Against the Coup. They believe President Kais Saied broke the law by suspending parliament and sacking the prime minister in July, and they want him to step down.
The future in Tunisia is really scary to me. For now, we don't know what are we going to have as institution. We don't have a parliament. We don't have democracy in our country. I am really scared.
Protesters used a familiar chant. The people want the removal of the president. They also urged security forces to remain neutral in this constitutional crisis. Many support Ennahda, the largest bloc in the suspended parliament.
The situation is very critical, and it is time for Mr. Kais Saied to start listening to the people and sitting on the table and getting a dialogue with those who are living with him in this country. Mr. Kais Saied is there because he is the president of the Tunisian Republic, so he is the president of all Tunisians, not only of those who are there to support him.
President Kais Saied is now ruling by decree after assuming nearly all executive power. He's pledged to fight corruption and revive a long, stagnant economy. He's defended his move, saying it was to save the country, but his critics call it a coup. And while Saied broke ground by appointing the first female prime minister, he's yet to provide a roadmap out of this crisis, and she's yet to name a government. A week ago, it was the president's supporters who were on this very street endorsing the policies and power grab so many are against. Thousands rallied in Tunis and other cities, according to interior ministry figures. Yet Saied was filmed telling his prime minister designate that 1.8 million had turned out nationwide to back him. The discrepancy is perhaps a reflection of how divided Tunisia has become. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.